You are now tuned in to the Talk Tinder podcast.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Talk Tinder. I am your host this evening, E. Y'all already know. I hope y'all are in good energy, good spirit, good vibes. Y'all already know y'all can follow the podcast on all socials, Instagram and TikTok at Talk Tinder Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, tune in on YouTube at Talk Tinder. We're here in the studio, y'all. I forgot I even had to fucking record today. So we are here with the chillest, most authentic vibes.
As you can see.
And we are back with E, y'all. I feel like you have not been on the pod in a minute.
Girl, it's been a long time since I've been on the pod.
You haven't? You haven't been on no visual apps other than the first one, season two?
I haven't been on any of...
No, you did when I started the visual season two. Let me talk to the boss. That was episode 13.
Right.
We on 26. So it's been a little minute.
God, it's been a minute.
It's been a little minute. A long time. And I didn't even peep until I was doing the... Hey, meet this person. Hey, mm-hmm. So I feel like everybody has one but you, and you've been on the podcast since it started. You don't even have him. So, crazy. But go ahead and give them your intro.
You guys can follow me on Instagram at elevatedby_E. And yeah.
Y'all, I missed y'all so much. Like, I feel like I have not sat down and done just like a. Just one-on-one or, like, just a little mini, like, life lately catch up with y'all and see what the fuck's good with y'all, let y'all know what's good with me. Man, so what's been up? First off, we just came from the gym.
Yeah.
I've been in my gym bag. I fell off for a little minute.
I did, too, honestly. But I'm getting back into it, though.
Yeah, like, today felt good.
Discipline is key. That's the key.
Today felt real good. Like, almost threw the fuck up. Like, that's how
bad. That's how you know you got a real good workout in, though.
Like I just...
You feel like you're about to throw up?
I don't know. Like, I felt a little bit, like, out of my zone, but, like, getting back in my zone. Mm-hmm. But shit happens. You fall off.
Yeah.
When we fall down, but we get up. I want to cheers to you guys. To you for... You're welcome back. Yeah. And it's a fucking episode 26. Season 3 has been a vibe, if I must say so myself.
My cheers.
Right, you got the sangria, girl. Come
okay,
on.
No. I had to
Double
the
Don Julio. Y'all know we do the wine, but today.
Okay, that's how it's going.
It's damn near 70. So, and it's almost summer. So, to a good show, good vibes, a great season 3 to you guys.
Not.
Goodness.
I just be like, keep a straight face. Keep a straight face.
Mm-mm. But that's what's been up with me. I've been in the gym. I got a lot of shit going on behind the scenes with the pod. I'm so excited. Last episode, I gave you guys like a little gem, little hidden gem about some surprises that are to come here on the pod. I'm not going to give y'all full details yet. But I would say, like, for, like, start a 30-day countdown. I'm about to drop some fire in about 30 days. Mm. But, yeah, fire stuff coming with the pod. What else? Work has been a vibe. Girl, summer.
How do you feel about that, though?
What?
Just the addition of what's coming. And, like, just from, like, when you started to seeing how far you've come.
Like, how do I feel like? About the pod?
No, girl. Like, about the...
I mean, like, everything that I'm working on behind the scenes. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm partnering up with a few people. They're very excited. I can't give y'all too much details just yet. But it's some fire coming. I feel like season 3 has been, like, a vibe. Like, going visual, period, has been, like, such a... A change, like, and it's like it's crazy because when I first started, so many of y'all pushed me to like, oh, just do visual. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm like audio, and it's been a fucking vibe. Like the DMs I get, the amount of inquiries I get about coming on the pod or just, you know, like the kudos, the recognition. Like, I'm not looking for it, but when it finds me, it's like, yeah. It's cool.
That's why I was bringing that up, because I'm just so proud of you. Like, just thanks, to girl. See, like, where it started to where you at now, girl. It's amazing.
I don't know. It always feels surreal a little bit, because, like, I don't even feel like I've scratched the surface of, like, what I'm trying to do with everything, if that makes sense. But thank you. I'm learning to accept and take in my compliments and not like downplay what I have going on. This shit is popping right now. So.
And bitch, all the work you've put into it, never downplay your hard work.
Yeah, no. I'm learning to like bask in the good energy, the good vibes, the mini milestones, you know. So I'm definitely proud of that. I'm happy that you guys are those that are still like riding the Talk Tinder wave and like the community that we've established with each other. I love y'all. I fuck with y'all. So yeah, the pod work has been cool. The gym, y'all, it's almost summer and y'all know I'm a Cancer. I'm a summer baby. My birthday is like 2 months away. So I'm excited for summer. We just went out the other day. Bitches was giving legs and lemon drops. Like, I looked good as fuck. I'm not going to hold you. If you follow me on social media, then you already know the legs were given.
They were given.
The lemon drops were fire. I just think it's about to be a summer. Lemon
drops that fast, though.
Bitch, I downed my lemon drop in like literally 30 seconds and felt it like that. Shout out to the bartender. But what's been up with you? You ain't been out here in a minute and...
Girl, last time I was on here, you know what's crazy? Last time I was on here, I was just starting at a shop. Now I've moved into my own private suite, which I love, and it's
shout out to you. Shout out to you.
I'm in the process though of decorating it, so I cannot wait to show y'all what it looked like after my decorations come. I'm excited about that. Getting back into the gym myself, and just working on bettering myself, I would say. Being a better mother, just being a better overall person. Like, I've been really locking in with that right now.
I love that for you. I've been peeping you, like, sometimes when we talk, like, you're acknowledging that you're on your healing journey or in different stages and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty cool. Because I know, like, before, like, I know, like, we don't really talk about like religion and like and shit like that because we're on different ends of the spectrum. But I feel like everybody, I don't care if you're religious or spiritual, whatever, everybody's on their own journey in general, like with self. So just to like recently more often hearing you like acknowledge like you're on your journey and you realizing like just where you're at in the middle of all that, like, it just be cool to hear, like, okay.
Because I feel like before you even recognize you're actually on a journey, a lot of people are just blinded. So they don't even recognize, like, the work that you have to do, like, within. But I feel like you have to get into a certain space where it's like, now you can see, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean... No, like, first off, the fucking siren was throwing me. I'm gonna say that's
bitch, did you hear me? Did you hear what I said?
Yeah,
the siren did though.
It threw me a little bit, but that I'm taking that as confirmation. But no, go ahead and repeat that.
I was basically,
it's the dime, y'all. I'm just bear with me, okay?
It's okay. Shoot, the Don and the Sangria.
The Sangria is given though.
It is. I'm saying it's like a
it's a good follow up.
Mix. It is. It really is. Girl, what was that?
Anyways, no. Healing journey. Okay. Yeah. No, it's just it's a breath of fresh air to hear you acknowledge that you are on your journey and just different stages that you're in. Where would you say, like, if you're comfortable, like because I know, like, when we was going to the gym, we was talking about, like, just where we're at. Like, and I know, like, of course, like, dating and shit like that always enties somewhere in our journey. But, like, just acknowledging, like, with self and, like, self-love and self-discipline, self-healing and all of that. Like, where are you at in the middle of all of that?
I feel like with dating. I am single, but I know that when I am going to like seriously like pursue someone, I just look at it completely different. Like, I definitely know like what I want and what I don't want, so it's more so of me looking into that person's character and really seeing like who they are and how they move. Just really getting into that with dating wise. So I feel like I'm not trying to waste my time anymore.
Yeah.
So if I feel like if someone is not pursuing me with a purpose, I know this is for me.
Yes. Like, don't I feel like once you step like into like that awareness, that girl, consciousness, it kind of felt like
an enlightenment.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Literally.
It's like you really kind of realize like. It's kind of like you become more aware of your value and who you are.
Yeah, and it's not even just with like dating. Like, that's just, I mean, like, period. Like, I'm so much more conscious of
who I want, and
mindful of who I have in my energy and my space, like who I want to have conversation with, who I don't want to have conversation with, shit that I want to entertain, not entertain, like
friends, family, everybody.
You so much more like, nah, that's not it. Nah, you can cut it short here. Like, and I've really been like, that's where I'm at on my journey. I've been appreciating that consciousness. Like, and it's so cool. Like, y'all know I'm single, but like, I've been, you know, dipping my toes in the little dating pool. And I've been pretty vocal about like attachment styles and like, you know, abandonment issues and father wounds, shit like that.
Yeah.
And just being in my journey and choosing like new healthy habits such as journaling and, you know, even working out and shit like that. Just being able to like decompress, be in my own space and like just breathe and let go of anything that's no longer serving me. Like, I've noticed like how that itself is like key in like changing my behaviors in other areas of my life. Like, it's crazy. Like, with
I totally agree.
Y'all, I feel like I'm that bitch, period. Like,
as you should, though.
I just like, I don't know. Like, I used like to be like, my attachment style was like very quick, like, because everybody dates differently, and I've been pretty vocal on here. Like, I don't know if I've been vocal with y'all about that, but like, I'm the type of person, I don't like to juggle, I don't like to date multiple people at once, because I'm very mindful of like my energy. Like, I know my energy is top tier, so I just don't like people feel like, I don't like people feeling like they just have access to me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but with that, it's like people make it seem like, well, if you, that's like kind of like putting all your eggs in one basket. So you kind of set yourself up for disappointment, which is what I would do in the past. But now, like, that I'm more conscious of like what to look for and like just using my discernment a lot more, it's totally opposite. Like, it's okay to date one person at a time. Y'all already hip to my celibacy journey. We ain't gonna even talk about that today, child, because today is one of the motherfucking days where. It's hitting, okay? Like, but it, nonetheless, like, I'm still, like, I'm going strong. I don't regret it. Like, I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm winded. It's the dying.
You feel winded?
Like, winded. Like, I'm talking a lot.
No, you're not talking a lot. I mean, you're doing great. I feel like your pace is great.
Okay, but, yeah, so, I just feel like I've been very mindful of, like, tuning in and tuning out. Like, I'm not attaching myself, but I'm putting myself out there. You know, I'm not doing too much, but doing just enough. The celibacy on top of everything is like the cherry. Like,
I feel like it helps you clear.
Yeah, it keeps everything like clear, and you can see like, and then it honestly weeds out people.
It like, really, it really do weed them out. Just like this. Because a nigga be like, what? Oh, okay.
Really?
And it's literally. Just like, okay, well, thank you for letting me see that.
Yeah. So.
But that just goes to show, like, who would know how much time you would have wasted on that person?
Yeah.
Because they didn't even view you as higher than that.
And it's so, and it's crazy. So I be feeling like it's crazy, like, you get hip to that mindset, and I'm almost 29.
Yeah.
That makes sense? Like, I'd be like, damn, if I'd have thought like this at...
I be thinking that all the fucking time, but you got to think, at the end of the day, we are human. Every human has to, I mean, we all grow. But you wasn't even, like, we just wasn't in that space yet. But I feel like because of our circumstances and what we had to go through at that time, it didn't allow us to be in that space. But at the age we at now, girl, that space then reached a new level.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like,
for those who haven't, like, caught on, we're clearly sisters.
Yeah. Baby sister.
Yeah.
I'm the older sister.
But
it's so crazy because I'll always be feeling, I don't know.
What?
I never really be like, oh, like, I'm the big sister. That's my little sister. So I always feel like we always been one, like, all of us.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because it's six of us, but it's five girls. But we all are like this, like.
Stair-stepping age as well. So it's just super close.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I was just when I was sitting down and trying to prepare for this episode, and I was just thinking about attachments and, you know, obviously we wasn't raised with our father and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like it didn't bother me. Like, it didn't affect me. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't, you know, I was cool, whatever. And then that one fuck nigga come into the picture and fucks it all up. No, I'm playing. I wanted to ask you that. How do you feel like not having daddy present? Mm-hmm. We're going to get real, but we're going to keep it light.
I feel like, why keep it light? We're just going to get real.
How do you feel like not having a father figure present affected, like, you as a woman in general, you when it comes to dealing with men in general?
Mm-hmm. Well, at a younger age, when it came to dealing with men, I felt like I had to learn my self-worth, like, in a hard way. Mm. I felt like your father is the first person that show you, like, that love for a man.
Girl, so dads, like, take note.
It help you see, like, dang, like, if you telling her, like, you just showing her all that love, you all, I mean, just, I think of what I see with my daughter and her father. He just always telling her he love her, how beautiful she is, the way how he treat her, all the stuff he do for her. That sets the precedent for what she's going to look for one day in a man. So I feel like when you don't have that, and especially when you progress and get older, it's like,
I feel like you look for that in all the wrong places and people.
But it's like you don't even realize that the treatment that you are allowing yourself to go through, you shouldn't even be dealing with that. So it's like I feel like we learn our self-worth the hard way.
Absolutely.
And it's when I'm now at this age, I know it now because, I mean, I've been through so much shit, but I still believe that real men exist. Mm-hmm. It's just that I did not know at that time you shouldn't even be entertained in this situation.
Yeah.
Because I had to grow to get to this mind space.
Yeah. Do you feel like, were you ever, like, do you hold any, like, anger or bitterness
towards
that daddy? And
I used to. I don't anymore. I feel like, I used to say the same shit. Like, I used to be like, because I did it. I didn't talk to daddy. I used to go months, like, I could go probably, I used to be able to go like a whole year and not talk to daddy and it wouldn't faze me.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it is what it is. But I didn't even realize at that moment, even me being like that, that little girl in me was crying still. She was so hurt to the point that she thought she was masking it. But really, it was a lot of pain I was holding on to.
Yeah.
But now I've let that go. And I've let that go because I have pursued a relationship with my dad starting. I decided to let go of that idea, like, he's the father, I'm the daughter, he's the parent, he should be pursuing me. And
ooh, it's like, okay.
It has allowed me to see, like, let's take it back a little bit because, you know, my spirituality. I love one of the scriptures where it says that you deal with people according to knowledge. And I'm at a point now where, like, I've seen my father's patterns. I'm at a different space because I can recognize, like, his characteristics, and I'm seeing who he is. So in my circumstance, I've come to realize, like, if I'm dealing with my father according to knowledge, I know he don't face his problems. I know that he runs from them. So I'm pretty sure this is a big, huge problem. Don't get me wrong. I know I feel that Daddy do love me. I feel like he loved us. He just don't know how to go about doing it because of the damage that he has done.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize that. So since I'm dealing with him according to that, I was like, I'm going to take the first step. I'm just going to go see him.
Mm.
And when I tell you, since then, it's like I've been getting to know him. Really trying to understand what was his perspective of everything growing up. Because as a child, you honestly can't even take everything for what it is because you can't even perceive what's going on.
Yeah.
So we are, you know, I feel like that's how trauma is created. Something could be going on, just to get a little transparent. Mm-hmm. You know, our daddy went to jail. As a child, I'm perceiving this like he's on the phone. He's telling me I'm going to see him soon, but he's not here. I feel abandoned. I feel hurt. I feel like he's lied to me. And I feel like I don't know what's going on. You're saying you're going to be here. Why aren't you here? But as a child, as little as I was, I can't perceive that my father is in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that, you know, mm-hmm. everything. So I feel like I've decided to just, she's not running no more. Like, she's at peace. I feel like that inner girl in me is walking. So it helps me to really see and realize that even when it do come to dating, like when I do choose to date, I'm not basing this man off no other man that I've been with. Mm. I'm not going to take his actions or what he do based off anyone from my past. I'm going to see who this man is, see his character, and see if this is something I can deal with or not. I feel like getting that getting that realization with Daddy, like, he just, you know, every man is not that.
Accepting, like, his ways, accepting how he is.
Like, yeah. I feel like I'm accepting him for who he is. Now, I'm not saying that it's okay and what I've been through, but I'm saying even with a man, like, I'm not going to base, like, I'm just not going to be comparing it to nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense or not, but it's like,
I get what you're saying.
I'm literally just going to assess him for who he is and how he's treating me. I'm not going to be like, okay, well, I went through this with this nigga, so I'm about to see if his actions is lining up with this nigga. Like, no, this is a different man. But I know that,
that's a mature mindset, but that takes,
I feel like it takes
a lot of unloading and, like, unpacking and, like, reprocessing and healing to, like, get to that state. Because I will admit, like, I have a thing with trust, of course, but control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like with, gosh, how do we get so fucking transparent all of a sudden? It's the Don.
Not everything is the Don.
We're going to blame it on the Don the whole episode, y'all.
It's the Don.
I feel like with Daddy, like, leaving
mm-hmm.
and being so young
mm-hmm.
that as a kid, like, I feel like I'm very much, like, I feel like I've always been very beyond my years. I do. Yeah. Even as a kid, I was a loner. I feel like I just always been the one that I feel like, even like my older sister or like my mom, like, you don't have to worry about her. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of things were thrown on me, like the mean girl complex was thrown on me. I feel like, mm-hmm. oh, she's just mean or this, and that. Mm-hmm. And whole time, it's like I'm trying to process. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a kid. My dad's not here.
Yeah, and you don't know why.
I'm watching my mom struggle with six kids. Like, that's a lot to take in at, like, elementary age. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and I've always been, like, not vocal. Hence, we talked about this while I started the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Social anxiety. I just was always very quiet. But when I opened my mouth, I got some shit to say. I just felt like I had no control over what was going on in my life, what was going on around me. I was very confused. I was very hurt. And I wasn't a social kid. I feel like y'all
can't. You know, like, so always to yourself.
I've just always been a loner. Like, I just, and it's, it wasn't that I was, like, I was hurt. I was angry. Like, I was, I'm a fucking kid. Like, I don't have my parents. Like, I'm questioning life and why my life is like this and that, whatever the case may be. But all the while, people were like, oh, like, she's mean, or she doesn't want to talk about, or she want to talk with anybody, or she want to be around anybody or play with anybody. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, like I'm going through real life shit. And, like, I've always felt like low-key, like, I've always, like, been, like, an older soul and, like, beyond my years, low-key. But it's like, if you're projected onto me that that type of mentality or that type of personality, and it's like... I mean, as a kid, I have no choice but to take that in. Because when you're a kid, you're a sponge. You know, somebody tell you, you know, oh, you are the mean girl. Or, oh, you don't like to be social and play with people. You know, I'm a kid. I'm going to absorb that. And I'm going to take that in. And now that's my personality. That's the persona that I'm putting on. But all the while, I'm just hurt. I'm processing. I'm trying to figure life out and shit like that. So back to, like, feeling like I don't have control over what's going on around me as a kid. Fast forward, as an adult, I have the biggest issue with control. I have to, like, have control of everything, and that's such a problem. And that's something, like, me feeling like, oh, well, daddy not being present doesn't, that didn't affect me, or da-da-da-da. And it's, like, all the while, I feel like that's, like, the root of, like, my control issue. That's, like, the root to, I guess you could say, like, my abandonment slash attachment style, because I'm always worried that at any time someone's going to just up and leave or disappear or, like, not be fully present in and out when you want to be. So it's so it's become so easy for me to project onto the next person, like, oh, well, you'll be here for as long as you want to be here. And then when you're ready to exit, you'll exit. You'll be here for as long as you want to be here. And then when you're ready to exit, you'll exit. And
it goes back to that little girl.
It just, I feel like it goes back to that. And then it's like me trying to grasp onto people who, you know, people come into your life. Some people come for a reason. Some people come for seasons, you know. People come and go. And that control issue in me tries to latch on to everybody like, no, stay. Stay. And, ooh, girl. Y'all, what the hell?
Good conversation.
I don't know. Like, it's so weird. It's so weird. But like how you said, like, we're coming into, like, that self-worth and that awareness, that consciousness as we go through shit. And I think... that itself is a blessing and a curse, because I'm trying to look at things.
Like, you know, curse.
As I get older, I'm looking at things from a positive perspective. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say, like, I try to live life with no regrets, because that's bullshit.
Definitely,
but. I'm trying to stop asking the question of, like, why me, and, like, replace it with, well, why not?
Exactly.
Or what have you learned? Or
yes.
That's life. So how do we move forward? You know, how do we how do we heal? How do we move forward in a healthy way?
I feel like that's when you start kind of stepping out of to, it's like, I kind of call this moment, like what you're talking about, it's where you're starting to meet up with that little girl. And it's like you're getting close to that point to telling her, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not going to lie, girl. The beginning for me, where it started healing, because I just always, I really sat down one day, and I just kind of went to the root of it all. And it just made me think of how we always say, daddy left. And until it dawned on me, actually, thanks to, at that time, I was with my daughter's father. And he kept telling me, he's like, why do you keep saying he left? I was like, because he left. And then he was like, didn't you say your daddy went to jail? I was like, yeah. He's like, so he didn't leave. He was taken from you. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just sat there and I just kept thinking, like, you know, when, like I said, being a little girl at that time, we don't recognize, like, it. Daddy's not turning his back on us. Because you got to think, for us to even have missed him how he was, or for us to have missed him that hard when he did go to jail, it's because we had something that was taken from us. Like, we had daddy's love.
Yeah.
Like, we was all daddy's girls. Like, nobody could tell us nothing about daddy.
For sure.
Like, we even loved still. Him. Yeah, like, we loved daddy so much. So it's like, we had that. It's not like we never experienced it. That's why we was missing it so much. Because we already experienced some of it before he had to go to jail. But it's like, he didn't necessarily walk out on us. Daddy, he got caught up in the game that he had chose to be in. So it's like, when I started to really think about that and take it in, because at the that
perspective
time,
change.
Yeah, it's like he was doing his best. But it's like, at that time, like back then, as a 17-year-old, I'm not going to be able to reason on this shit.
Yeah.
But now as a woman, especially as a mother, daddy was doing his best with what he knew and what he had.
I'm learning with parents in general. Like, I feel like when we're kids and we go through shit and it's not in our favor, the first thing in our mind is like, damn, I can't wait to be an adult. I can't wait to be a fucking adult. Like, because you don't understand certain shit or rules or why life is a certain way or things are happening or panning out for you. And then it's like you get of age and you start looking at life differently and you start seeing like, oh, this shit is real. Like, and then you start realizing your own bullshit, you know, your own trauma, your own faults and shit like that. And it just hits like, damn, like my parents are people too. Like, they were going through shit too. And to be going through shit, and sometimes not even, some people, it's just scary how some people, I feel like, I mean, this is just me on the outside looking in, like daddy or, you know, whoever. Maybe don't even get the chance to actually sit and tune in and realize that they're on their journey and really tap into that healing process and unpacking trauma. It just be like weird, like if people like don't get to actually step into their journey and realize like, you know, okay, let me heal, let me unpack this, you know, like our parents were humans and had their own shit going on and
made mistakes,
to have
bad choices,
kids on top of that and like trying to deal with other humans and raise them and, you know, not subject them to your fucked up shit. It's like, that's a task itself on top of everything else. So don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not cutting anybody any slack, but, I mean, I get it. Life is fucking tricky, but I say all that as far as the daddy wounds and the issues and shit like that. It just feels good to be in a space on my journey personally where it's like, I've accepted people and situations for who and what they are. And letting go of like the past, you know, forgiving. Forgiveness is a big thing and it takes time. Like, I could tell you or say to myself or say to God, like, I forgive a person or a situation, but I'm still human and I'm still processing. So I could tell you a million times, like, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you, but I have to give my energy, my space, my body and mind time to actually process that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just in that space. Like, I'm letting go of the toxicity surrounding father issues, abandonment, unhealthy attachment styles, and things like that.
I feel like it helped a lot.
It definitely helps a lot. I'm in a space right now of being single, and I've been loving on me to like a degree that I've like never loved on me before. Like,
same,
it's
here.
Crazy.
And
like,
it's
how
like
good
you
I feel.
See, like damn, like I am worthy.
I'm worthy. I'm worthy of just and loving that, like, on me openly, possible. Unapologetically. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's a different feeling. I feel really fucking good. Mm-hmm.
I feel like for me, like, it helped me to see, like, not that I, oh, how can I put this? I feel like at the end of the day, I feel like a woman needs a man, just like a man needs a woman. I feel like I'm in that space. I understand my role and my position. Mm-hmm. So I'm only a piece. I still need my half to make me whole. But I'm also at a space where it's like I also understand that my piece is a, he got a specific cut to him. Mm-hmm. And every nigga do not fit in this piece. Mm-hmm. But the right man does. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm going to know how to identify my piece. Because mm-hmm. I'm at a space now where, because I have, I just know, like, I'm worthy of the love that I know that I need and what mm-hmm. I deserve. This whole time I used to feel like mm-hmm. I wasn't, because I missed out. Because we had, like, a taste of it, but then it was like it was taken from us. Mm-hmm. So it's like I don't have to depend on that from a man. Like, I have to love me first. Mm-hmm. But
see, yeah. I feel like it'd be so interesting, like, to sit down and talk with y'all, like, because everybody genuinely processes everything, the same situation. Everybody way. Processes it differently. Because I feel like me, like, view. I'm in a space where I feel like I'm whole. Mm-hmm. I'm in a space where I'm content by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm happy in my own energy and my own company. I just never loved on myself this way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like I can't even bring it to words. Mm-hmm. It's just like a feeling. It's an energy. It's an aura. It's a fucking standard. It's a demeanor. Like, I just, only God know the feeling, for real, for real.
Yeah.
It's like, it's an awareness. Like, it's a light. And mm-hmm. I feel like when it comes to, like, dating or even with friendships, like, I only want my tribe around me. Mm-hmm. I only want, like, I'm in this space where it's like, I can only bask and exude my feminine energy. Like, if it comes to, like, a personal level, I can only have that, like, divine masculine energy. Like,
yeah, I
can't. And don't get me wrong, we all have feminine and masculine energy. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman, and I've always felt like I've always been in, like, survivor mode, or, like, mm-hmm. on defense and shit like that. So I've always leaned more into that masculine energy. And that's always, like, the feedback I get. Like, oh, you so hard, or you just come off like you don't need anybody, or, like, you got it, you cool. And it's like, whole time, like, the woman in me is like, hold up. Mm-hmm. No, this ain't that. So I'm, like, just being more comfortable. Like, it's okay to express. It's okay to feel. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be soft, to let your guard down, but use your discernment. You know what I'm exactly. saying? And it feels good. So, like, I just feel like I'm whole, mm-hmm. and I want to attract my tribe. I don't want nothing more than to be around my tribe. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, the habits that I've picked up, like, it's crazy. Like, just mm-hmm. investing in my health, you know, going to the gym or journaling, being able to express myself. That's a really big one for me, because, like, I would bottle things up and hold things in until it's like, okay, I'm at my breaking point. I need to snap and just let everything out. Journaling has been, like, really, really helpful. And
yeah, I love journaling.
Meditation, yoga. Oh, my God, you guys. Go to yoga at least once.
I've never went to yoga.
Like, I encourage people to try yoga. Like, I'm not saying it's for everybody, though I think, like, God put something like yoga here on this earth for everybody, but to each his own. Just being able to shift my perspective on life itself. Mm-hmm. I just try to be the change and the energy that I want to attract. And it just yeah. be crazy when you, like, you peep, like
when you step into
when
that.
You change, you peep the change that you're mm-hmm. in. Like it's really fire, for real, for real.
It really is, because I feel like it's kind of like you reach a new level.
Yeah.
As to like, I mean, you and becoming a better you. It's like now you done stepped.
The healing
up.
Journey is a cheat code. Okay. What the fuck is the Grand Theft Auto cheat code? F1, AAC,
shut
whatever.
Up.
It really is. Like you view everything from a
really
different perspective.
Is, it is.
Man,
I feel like you have to.
Yeah, like people, I feel like people.
Because when you don't, that space that you in, it's like that's how hurt people.
Yeah, like people who are on their journey, actively in their journey and doing the work, like are some of the best people to converse with, some of the best people you'll ever meet, the best energy you'll ever experience.
Yeah, I kind of feel like our minds go into like a different space.
Yeah.
And it's like
you vibrating on a different level.
Yeah, and it's like it's no longer the surface. Now we digging.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, wow, like the stuff you realize. Those gems, girl.
I'm a gem. I really am a fucking gem. Like we went out the other day, and y'all, it was the vibe. The legs were legging. Legs were legging, and I had been out
really
the gym
was,
for like.
Girl, you looked great. Like
thank
I
you.
Mean,
you look great too. You look really pretty.
You looked gorgeous.
You look really like soft.
Thank you. You know what you gave me? You gave me, I always tell you, give me rich auntie. Like, with her cut, and then when she have her style, like how she style herself.
Soccer mom. The fine soccer mom.
Girl, I ain't never seen no style. If you at the soccer games, you bring.
Coach.
Everybody coming to the soccer game.
No, like, it was the vibe. Like, and I just liked how we, like, pop out. All right. Go back in. We out.
Yeah,
but it was
not,
the vibe. The legs outside. Was legging. The vibe with the energy was good. Like I'm not like an outside person for real, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's gonna be one of them summers. Like how we popped out for a little bit.
Yeah,
that's how like I'm on that type of time this summer for sure.
I definitely am. I was just saying, I want to go to art galleries. Like I'm stepping into that type of space. I know that I don't know how that sounds. I mean, I guess it don't matter.
No, art gallery, that'd be like, a cute date. I mean, self date,
myself,
whatever.
Even if nobody take me, I'm not taking myself. Like I just I don't know where our lounge is. And the
shout
artist
out
was here. Her name is Lace. If you ever come here, see her work. Beautiful work. And I'm just like, goodness. I really was just taking, even not even hers, other artists here too. It's just, it's
you
so
know,
much
she
artwork.
Does, God, correct me.
Just appreciating
I don't want to fuck
it.
His Instagram up. Sammy Sosa, I think.
I think I heard somebody say Sammy.
Don't quote me, but shout out to him. His art is all over lounges as well.
Yeah.
But you know Lacey do the sipping paints.
Yeah, I did not know. She just said that. I want to go to one.
She just did too. I missed him because of
we
work.
Should go. We should go to the next
absolutely.
One.
Her energy
wanna,
is just beautiful.
Yeah, I love
she's
it.
She's just a breath of fresh air, literally.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I feel like it's going to be a great summer. I'm manifesting it already.
It's definitely going to be a great summer. I feel like we just stepping into, it's going to be a real woman summer.
Good energy and good vibes. I hope you guys are stepping into that as well.
Yeah.
And of course, wishing nothing but a good summer for you guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be out here with my man, who's my man, as of right now. Mm-hmm.
So how has that been?
It's been a vibe, y'all. I've been in the dating scene a little bit. And it's been cool. Like, it's different, but it like a good different, like in a good way. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not doing too much. I'm doing just enough. I'm still enjoying my own space and being single and
mm-hmm.
just doing me. And, you know, getting to know someone and being in their space, experiencing their energy. It's been a vibe. It's been cool.
Yeah.
You know, we're vibing. I like it.
I love that for you.
I do too, because I've never been in this space so calm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. How are you when it comes to the dating right now?
I'm not dating right now. I feel like I'm, like I said, I'm kind of stepping into that space where I recognize like what the piece is like that I want.
Mm.
So I don't know. I can just tell from like I would speak with a man or even if I do go on a date, but I could just, I don't know. I'm really paying attention to how they talk, how they're talking to me.
type of conversations you're having.
The way how they are respecting me. Like, is he looking at other women while he's sitting right here with me? Or is he, you know, where's his focus? I don't know. I'm just assessing a lot to see, like, because I know what I can and can't deal with. So.
Oh, okay. I got a happy hour for y'all. I just crossed my mind because I was like, that would be a good fucking question.
What?
So, happy hour. So, you're talking to someone, not exclusively, but y'all are like, y'all talking, y'all getting to know each other. We'll call it dating, casually dating. Mm-hmm. So, you guys are in each other's company. Y'all are vibing, whatever the case may be. His phone rings. But it's a FaceTime. It's not the regular ring. And he answers the FaceTime in front of you, and it's another woman. Mm-hmm. How are you handling that situation?
I'm not going to like that. I'm not going to like it just for a simple fact. I feel like you could have waited.
Absolutely.
Whether it's platonic, whether it's not, especially if it's not platonic. But I don't care even if it is. Like, just wait. I feel like it's just you can wait.
Yeah. I feel like if it's somebody that you're expressing interest in, mm-hmm. and like you trying to see like, mm-hmm. what's, I just feel like it's a mannerism. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's just simply manners. Like, nobody's saying it's a bad thing that she called. At the end of the day, you're dating this person. I mean, that person may be, you know, they're dating.
They're dating as well. Like, yeah, if it's a clear baseline, like, okay, we're not together, we're not exclusive.
Right. You still have that respect.
That doesn't mean that respect is at the baseline as well. Yeah, and I feel like, like you said, it could wait. Mm-hmm. It could wait. Like, if I'm dating someone or if I'm in the presence of someone that I'm interested in, mm-hmm. in that moment, you have my undivided attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, as a woman, or, you know, if the shoe's on the other foot, you know, for men, I expect that baseline of respect. Like, when I'm with you and you're in my energy, mm-hmm. I expect your undivided attention because that's what I'm giving you. Mm-hmm. So, just was curious. You guys, let me know on all socials, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, how you would handle that situation. That's a good one. That was on my mind. I wanted to ask that.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
But, you guys, I'm on my way out the door. I gotta fucking go to work. I really forgot that I was supposed to record today, y'all. I really did.
Right, we going to the
gym. This was a good little session, though. Very therapeutic. It definitely was the dawn.
It was really good.
And I missed y'all, too. Like, I feel like sometimes, like, I'm not creating enough content. But y'all know I'm an empath and that sometimes my anxiety does the most a little bit. And I'd be wanting to take a break, but it's like, we ain't doing that no more. We already said we weren't going to do that. So, yeah, I'm just trying to find my medium with content creating and putting out enough content for you guys and just staying consistent. But like I said, I have some really, really exciting things going on behind the scenes. All I need you guys to do is set a 30-day countdown. 30 days. Possibly before 30 days, some fire, some good shit is dropping. Some stuff is being pulled out of the bag. and I'm excited. I'm excited for y'all. You know, we're going to keep this shit going.
Till next time, y'all.
I'm happy that Eve was on the show today. Y'all already know to follow the podcast on all socials, Instagram and TikTok at Talk Tender Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube at Talk Tender. Y'all know I love to leave you with a mantra for each episode, or some encouraging words. And I want to fucking tell y'all, ladies, it's legs and lemon drops all fucking summer, okay? And on that note,
legs and lemon drops.
I'm fucking out, okay?
You are now tuned in to the Talk Tender Podcast.